or BePrepared.com.
And shame coming out of D.C. these days. What a way to go. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Aren't we all overexposed? The Secret Service, they're not used to it, but heads are going to roll. 11 agents, now 10 military personnel, all involved in the Boys Will Be Boys nonsense in Cartagena, part of the advance team. You've heard it before. We've talked about it here on America Tonight. They go down. The only gig is, listen, make this place secure. Give us a zone, a safe zone. Set it up before the president drops in for this huge Latin American summit, because we're in Cartagena, after all. Think any snipers would try to take him out? That's always the thought, no matter where the president travels or whatever dignitaries are there. And there were a bunch of them. So were they securing the area or taking their boots off a couple of times with some $47 prostitutes? Seems they had some fun with the ladies, and somebody decided they were going to rat them out. So you have a lot of careers on the line, both with the military and with the Secret Service. And these are some of the best, and they're going down. Everybody wants to see this happen. It is the outrage of the day, and it's such a layup, because it doesn't matter what stripe you wear on the Hill. Who is going to agree with anything that happened? Who's going to say, oh, well, geez, they do such a great job, they're exhausted, so a little teensy mistake. No one's going to say that. Even if you're thinking that, listening to me, ah, come on, this is ridiculous. So they messed around with some prostitute. And somebody else messed around with a prostitute. And they didn't obey the laws of the country, because they were supposed to be out of the room before 7 in the morning. All because, I think, somebody didn't want to pay. And this is how it blew up in their face. And it took every single one of them down as well. To be sure, all of the specifics are not there. In fact, even the Secret Service is trying to nail down some of this. So they had to send more investigators back to Cartagena to try and flush it out. That's what you do when you don't have all the facts. Who's paying for those flights? Of course we are. We're paying for this in so many ways. We didn't have the fun, but they are definitely cleaning us out as a result of it. So, in the spirit of everybody has an opinion, Senator Susan Collins talked about how awful it was, along with Congressman Pete King, never a quiet one, the Republican from New York, who talked about what I thought about right off the bat when I heard the story is, ooh, what about national security? And these guys, if they're the elite and they're the lockdown artists, how could they put themselves in such a compromising position? Seems rather stupid. Listen to the senator, what she had to say, and the congressman from New York.
For the Secret Service personnel to bring foreign nationals into their hotel rooms, not only for unethical purposes and despicable purposes, but without even knowing who they are and whether they might pose a threat to our country, is just incredible.
My understanding is that some admit they did the wrong thing. Others were saying that these were not prostitutes, which really doesn't matter that much. You shouldn't be bringing any foreign national back into a hotel in this in a location where the President of the United States is going to be coming in for a visit. My understanding is all the women have been identified, including the dates of birth, to make sure there were no minors involved. The reason they were able to do that is when you bring a guest into a hotel in Colombia, they have to leave their photo ID at the main desk. There are real national security implications. It appears as if there was no quote-unquote harm done during this visit. Having said that, there well could have been.
And he's right. There could have been. Luckily, there wasn't. But that's the big problem. to put themselves in this situation. And not for nothing, they're traveling on our dime. They're down there. I get it that it's a wild and woolly career, but we didn't put a gun to their head and tell them to do it. So I think there's going to be a bloodletting. It's a layup for the Secret Service, and also you're going to see some of their military counterparts lose some pretty big careers. And, you know, once you're toast in D.C., you're toast. I mean, once you're booted out, you're booted out. And it's going to be tough because there's no desk waiting them in a way to move back in. They're just simply kaput. They're out. They're gone. They're done. And once that information is there, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I think they're going to get the old boot. He's not getting the boot. In fact, he's getting the embrace. Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey gets more love than all those Secret Service men combined could have gotten in their one night in Columbia. And when I say love, he gets so much love from the Republican Party. He says he likes being the governor of New Jersey, but would he really entertain the idea of being a VP under the presumptive nominee for the Republicans, Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney calls and wants to discuss it with me. I would sit down and talk with Governor Romney about it. But he knows that it's not my desire, you know, my lifelong wish to be Vice President of the United States. If he comes and talks to me about it, I'll certainly listen. And listening means going into it with an open mind, and I certainly would. But no, this is not something I'm campaigning for or looking for.
How about that? So he's not looking for it, he's not campaigning for it. Doesn't it sound like he made it pretty clear that he's not interested in the job? So if somebody says, I'm not interested in the job, and his time is so tight, why would Romney even waste his time trying to convince him that he might be the right guy to be on the ticket with him? I kind of believe that Romney, who's got a team exploring this, is going to surprise a few people and announce somebody completely different. Although the last Republican tried that and that didn't work. So maybe I'm wrong. If you have an establishment guy who's been pushed all the way along since the last year and a half, and that establishment guy is loved by a lot of people, but it's a little dicey in some parts of the party, you got to come up with somebody that's got rock star status, I think. You need a cleanup hitter. Even though they're sitting on the VP level, they have to be somebody, I think there has to be somebody who can take the reins and campaign on the other side of the country while Romney's on one side of the country, and leave it at that. I think you need a rock star, not just the same old, hey, they're a good guy, respected, like the way they think, the ideology. I get the ideology, but you have to marry somebody that's got, you know, just 100,000 watts. They're just beaming. That is the person who fits on the undercard, whoever that is, and I'm not sure. There are definitely people out there that fit into that mold, but I know that that's what the Romney people are doing. They are vetting out, I think, a lot of those rock star folks. I don't think it's going to be the usual suspects at all. Coming up, we've got numbers. That means we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Let's start Weekend Count with some good news. Ready? This is good. How about the fact that you had stocks that really surged on some fat earnings? You know what I'm talking about? Wall Street. Yep, it's been a rocky kind of year. But the Dow Jones soared 194 points. That's 1.5%. The S&P rallied 21.2 points or 1.6%. And the NASDAQ zoomed 54.4 points, or that's 1.8%. So the gains were broad-based on the day, but it's good. Apple, which had dipped a crazy amount, turned around, finishing at 609.70. And there are a couple of other stocks, I think, that made that jump. But the reason I wanted you to hear about the numbers of the stock market is because so the stock market goes, as do a lot of things in this country. And it's good to see that the volatility tumbled 5.6%. And, you know, the traders sold safe haven U.S. Treasury bonds. And this was a very, very good day because the Eurozone debt crisis has people teetering. And it's in the spotlight. And there are worries that Spain may have difficulty servicing its debt. An economic recession might worsen. The government is implementing some tough measures, making it pretty difficult to pay back lenders. Spain sold 1 year and 18-month paper on Tuesday. Demand for both bills was pretty strong. So the International Monetary Fund, the great savior of the day, the IMF, says that it sees the Eurozone economy contracting 0.3% in 2012 and bouncing back and expanding at the pace of 0.9% the following year. No matter what, America, you don't want to see the Eurozone crash because it means our fortunes, which are also tied to the Eurozone, will eventually crash. That's why I'm leading off with those numbers, because they're very, very important numbers. We don't want to see them flip. Trust me, we don't want to see them flip. All right, moving along to a couple of other numbers that are, I think, pretty interesting. And this was a strange headline, and I actually didn't know what to think when I saw the headline. I was thinking, wow, did I miss a story? Am I missing something here? Because this was the headline I saw. The headline that I read said, young girl swept away in the Indian Ocean tsunami showed up 7 years later. Turns out, no joke, an 8-year-old girl that was washed away in that tsunami was found alive 7 years to the day. The 15-year-old, known as Wati, was feared dead all along. She was separated from her mother and two other siblings when the tsunami engulfed her little piece of the earth the day after Christmas in 2004. But she showed up in a nearby city on Wednesday and told people at a cafe she was trying to get home. She could only remember one relative's name, her grandfather's name. She was taken to his house. She was identified as his missing granddaughter. They sent for her mother and father. They recognized her, and they could tell by the small scar, I guess, that she had above her eye. She was mistaken for a beggar when she first appeared in that cafe. And boy, the events of that 7-year-old, I wonder what, that's incredible that she was able to find her family. I mean, absolutely incredible. That's almost a daily salute. What happened, what she went through, all the ordeal, all that stuff. At this point, we have no idea, but boy, I'd love to hear those details. Hopefully, some good Samaritan-type people were able to help her, because that would be my concern. 7 years is such a long time. Where was she living? What was going on? And then how did she suddenly find her way back? That's key. A new Gallup poll shows that Romney opens up a 5-point lead over Obama for what it's worth. You know, they do the daily averages, and he's up 48%, Obama 43%. And so it goes. Part of that may be some of the blowback for the Secret Service or the GSA, really even much bigger than that. I think the General Service Administration and all the nonsense that went on there goes back on, they could push that back on the administration. The administration, of course, running the joint, and look at what happens with the minions. Oof. This was a big deal. House Republicans decided they were going to swing an axe over a $34 billion food stamps cut. They're calling for the program over the next day to ratchet down, and it includes the reduction in a package of $261 billion spending cuts. I mean, this is hard choices. These are the choices that have to be made, that they're going to propose to replace automatic cuts scheduled to take effect in January. So they're looking of the, it's the classic closing of the loopholes. They're looking for the weak areas. They're looking for some kind of a hook. And maybe that's the hook. I don't know if it's the hook or not. $34 billion in food stamp cuts. And it sounds like they're replenishing it, so it may be. With you got a $1 trillion in automatic cuts that are to begin in January, the outcome of last year's failure of a budget-cutting super committee to agree on a plan to reduce the budget deficit. That has to happen. You know, when you are bloated, what do? And we are a bloated government with no end in sight, by the way. And that's, I think, the scariest thing, no end in sight. Nobody seems to be hearing the screams that the clock is broken and somebody better fix it. The clock is essentially broken when it comes to the deficit. How low can we go? How deep can we dive into this. That's the answer. All right, so this is about numbers, and we've given you a bunch of numbers, including the fact that there's a new political climate in some senses, and the feds are disputing the claim of up to 21 women tied to Secret Service and the prostitution scandal, too, by the way. If it is all about the numbers, those numbers couldn't be more important. And that's why I think the Secret Service is trying to dial it back. Makes sense. The Department of Homeland Security disputed a senator's claim that the Secret Service agents and members of the military, there was up to 10, brought as many as 21 women back to their hotel during that assignment to Colombia. You heard Senator Susan Collins, who's the top Republican on the Senate Homeland Security Committee, and she said that details after she was briefed for a half an hour on Monday night by the Secret Service director, she learned that U.S. Marines as well as Secret Service were part of this, and that's something about the military. I think that's even where they just definitely gasp, I guess, a little bit more when details come down and there's 21 women and 21 men. You know, who are the women? We don't know any of that. That's a big question. Did they have guns or planted bugs that they could use when they were in the room? Something could have gone awry here and security would have been breached, and it would have been a nightmare if that had happened. If that had happened. At this point, now it's a lot of accusations and a lot of embarrassed people, but nothing concrete, because they got to make sure that they being the Secret Service for one, they have to have their ducks in a row as they continue to pursue this path of, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, who's the leader that's got to go, and push them deeper into that hole until someone really, really springs out. Even Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, said that the head of the Secret Service is seeking an independent investigation from the agency's inspector general. I'll say it again. Bugs, weapons, jeopardizing security. Oh, there's more than a few people that are going to find themselves looking for work. I hear Home Depot's hiring.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com. CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend your money, doctor, lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them in plain mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's for you.
Delaney, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tax day almost is over. The West Coast just has to catch up with the rest of us pretty much. And then that's it. Adios. Wait till next year and do the turbo tax like Tim Geithner and hope that it's right. Or go to H&R Block or sit there with your pencil, figure it out yourself, or hire a great accountant who knows every loophole in the book. I mean, really, what is the best option to doing your taxes? I think taking it to somebody you trust. I think not doing it yourself. If you can afford a few beans, taking it to somebody you know. Because then if you have all your forms and you have all your deductions or any of the other things that you need, let someone else do it. It's a fresh set of eyes that can look for some more deductions for you. It wasn't about deductions. It was about deducing why the Secret Service was so lame when they sent their advance team to Cartagena, Colombia, for a $47 prostitute. That's what happened. What a roll in the hay that must have been, a very expensive one for some of the Secret Service, because that scandal is ricocheting like a wild bullet all over Washington, D.C. and beyond. This is not just going to slip away, not going to slip away, because everybody, no matter whether they're playing for the Republicans, the Democrats, or somewhere in between, everybody has something to say about the Secret Service and Colombia. They're saying at least 20 women had been in the hotel rooms. That's the latest, with U.S. agents and military guys just before the president arrived for the summit with Latin American leaders. The head of the Secret Service said that he referred to the matter to an independent government investigator, which is normal procedure. You wonder who the head is. Well, it's Mark Sullivan, and he's just been going from briefing to briefing to briefing and is getting slammed with questions about whether the women had any access, because that's the number one thing people are thinking about, access to sensitive information that could have jeopardized Obama's security, because these guys have a schedule, they have protocol, all that kind of stuff. Did somebody have a computer open or an iPhone, wherever the info was stored? Sullivan said that the 11 Secret Service agents and 10 military personnel under investigation were telling different stories about who the women were. Secret Service guys, you'd think they would know how to lie. So Sullivan is has actually used more investigators, sending them to Colombia to interview the women, which, by the way, we're picking up the tab for that. So all these flights, the whole thing, that's on us. So really, 47, you multiply that, it's probably costing us at least a couple of dollars, and we didn't get anything out of it, right? Of course we didn't, except for more embarrassment. Congressman Pete King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said that some are admitting the women were prostitutes. Others are saying that they're not. They're just women they met at the hotel bar. Could they be that naive? And they say that none of the women who had to surrender their IDs at the hotel were minors. Doesn't matter, prostitutes or not. I mean, a foreign national into a secure zone. All these guys are gone on some charge or another or something. I don't see how they stay. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said this about how the president's feeling and the mood at the administration level over what's going on with the Secret Service.
The president made clear in his public comments to those of you who were with us in Cartagena that he believes that all of us who travel abroad represent our country and are the people of the United States, and that we need to behave with the utmost, the highest levels of integrity and probity. If, in fact, it turns out that some of the reported allegations are true, he will be angry about that, as he said. The president believes that everyone who serves the American people by working for this government needs to hold themselves to the highest standards of public service.
Duh. Of course they shouldn't have done what they did, and they should be held to the highest standards of public service, especially when it comes to security. My goodness. That's the one thing. That's like the one thing that we talk about all the time. You're paid to secure the situation for the president or anybody else in the entourage that goes to wherever they go, especially think of going to Cartagena, Colombia. Could you be more of a target? Yes, I know things have gotten better there, but not that much better, believe me. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, threw in his two on this.
What has gone on is very embarrassing, and I think it's clear there are investigations going on both at the Pentagon and at the Secret Service, and I hope they get to the bottom of it quickly.
Yeah, they better get to the bottom of it as fast as they can. As fast as they can. All right, speaking of dumping people, this is not what Kentucky, as we segue into something completely different, this is not what Kentucky, I'm sure, would want, but Kentucky's starting five are all going pro. Yep. When you got a good thing and you know you can cash in, can't you always go back and get your degree? It's one of the problems with the NBA and other professional sports have the same problem. Somebody gets really, really hot and there's no reason for them to stay back because there's always the risk of injury or other things happening where the amount of money they could actually get or make not, you know, staying behind, it doesn't make any sense because you really could go back to school. And it is about the performance. It's about being the athlete, especially, let's face it. I mean, we can say what we want about the NCAA, but really you are collateral when you're at a university, and certainly because that's the idea, raise the banner to the rafters, people go crazy whether they went there or not, and the university will make more money as a result of it. So Kentucky's starting lineup, the three freshmen, the two sophomores, they were thick as thieves. They're all going to be going to different parts, I'm sure, of the NBA, especially the freshman. I'll be curious to see what happens in his career. Anthony Davis, you know, where does he go? It worked for them, and now that's it. So this is the nature of the beast, and I know that there'll be people listening in Kentucky that do not like the idea that their team is being pulled apart, but there wouldn't be any reason other than they want to they just want to stay. They want to play for Coach John Calipari. They want to try to finish up for some reason, but that's just not likely. So they did what was expected to do and checked out, and they're going to go to the NBA. It's a tough transition, though, making it from being a superstar in college to making it as a pro. So Kentucky has to now look for some prospects. That's what they got to do. They got to go hunting because these are new players. And all the new players are going to be pushed into major roles. Imagine the point totals and everything else that it's scary. Imagine what this will be like for John Calipari and for all of you who are huge Wildcat fans. Like I said, nature of the beast, unfortunately. So we started off talking about the Secret Service. We know that the joke of the GSA continues. There was more testimony on the Hill over what had gone on in the GSA. Upon further investigation, turns out there were more trips where at least the wife of the head of the GSA was taken along. And, of course, that's a no-no because the government is not going to pick up the tab for your spouse. Are you kidding? If they did that, you know how much that would end up costing all of us in the end? Now, if your spouse wants to come along and you pay because you're going to parts of Asia or wherever, you could certainly pay for them and you pay for your own. I can't imagine that would be any kind of a conflict. But there is massive conflict under the heading of GSA. At this point, it's like an agency that'll be lucky to survive. Eight people have already ditched, whether they've been fired or whether they've been asked to leave, doesn't matter. That's how many they've lost in the course of just a couple of weeks. So more bloodletting ahead, and ultimately will there be charges? I would think maybe kickbacks, fraud charges. There's a couple things that it sounds like they could get some of the GSA employees on. I think that they've got enough tucked away in their files that they'll be able to have some answers. And people are, you know, these GSA officials are getting slammed on this whole hot tub jet set lifestyle. And this is all taxpayer money for crazy amounts of food bills and flights and reconnaissance missions. I bet that the Joint Chiefs of Staff hasn't taken that many trips overseas as the head of the GSA has taken around the world and back. We'll be back in just a few.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopping, and Dr. Sheely, and plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show, we talk a lot about numbers. In fact, we even have a segment called We Can Count. How about this? The Ten Commandments. Number one, have you ever seen it? Cecil B. DeMille's version from the 50s. And, you know, it's every year. It's like clockwork. It comes on every year, kind of like The Wizard of Oz. But how many people watch The Ten Commandments? We're talking about 7 million viewers tuned in to watch. So there is certainly something here. One of our old friends, Robert Liparillo, joins us now. He's a screenwriter and, of course, a best-selling author. He's got a new book out, and this book is called The 13th Tribe, and it's Bible-based. This can be tricky for people who write. For some reason, a lot of times, some of the stuff will be ignored, even though it will be eaten up by the people who see it, who like it, and who want to frankly read things that have a religious bent or talk about religion or, you know, a myriad of other things that we could mention and throw into the pot here. Robert, thanks for popping on ATN again. It's been a long time. Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Is it risky when, you know, you start off a certain way and you've got a series of books that are popular, you put them out and then you kind of change a little bit of a direction? Is it risky to go in a Christian or religious, to take that twist? Is it risky at all?
I think it is. I think there's an especially kind of shifting into it from, as you said, not being in that field to suddenly being in that field. And really what I did to kind of mitigate that risk was to write a story that is very much like the stories I've written before, with a lot of action, a lot of gunplay, a lot of high-tech gadgets, things like that. And then kind of had that intro into the story from a Bible story.
So when you sat down, and the book is, and you can fill in some blanks for us here to give people a preview, but it starts on Mount Sinai, right? And it's, you know, the setting is of the Ten Commandments. Am I correct?
Yes. It actually starts in modern times. Mm-hmm. And at an archaeological dig on Mount Sinai. And what we find out is that there is a group of people who became immortal because they worshipped the golden calf during the time of the Ten Commandments. And as punishment, they were given immortality. So it's a little twist on what we normally think of as immortality as being a gift. They saw it as a curse, that they would never get a chance to go to heaven. And from that point forward, they started killing people, killing sinners, if you will, as vigilantes, hoping that they could earn back God's favor. And then flash forward again to the present, and they kind of crossed paths with a guy named Jagger, who is kind of running the show, running the security part of the archaeological dig on Sinai, and he realizes that this group of immortals is planning to attack a major city, and he has to stop them. So there's the action and the gunplay, and really the biblical side is sort of backstory for what this group of vigilantes is doing.
So when you dig into this and you meld these two things together and you look and you take the Bible and you take stories, you also know that you could come under heavy fire for that because people have certain beliefs of how to interpret certain moments in the Bible, as you and I both know, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, and specifically you're going old here. Was it tough doing that, doing the research and figuring out how to put that together?
There's an element of, I don't really want to say ambiguity, but there's part of it where you can interpret things in the broadest way possible to encompass more people, that they would accept something. At the same time, you want to be challenging and you want to say, hey, how about this? And that's intriguing. You know what really kind of got me to make up my mind to go this direction is I knew I wanted to have this action. I knew I wanted to have the vigilantes. I tend to take topics that I'm interested in and kind of exaggerate them if I want to look at maybe a hero's ability to survive in the wilderness. I might exaggerate that and put him in the worst possible case and make him naked in the worst place in the world, and you know, can you get out of that? And in this case, I thought, okay, what does, if I were a vigilante, over time, would that kind of twist who I was? I mean, I'm going around killing people, and then I thought, okay, how about over a lot of time? So I really wanted to exaggerate the effects of being a vigilante on the person who is a vigilante. And what convinced me that it was workable, honestly, was Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you think about Raiders, mm-hmm. popular story, obviously, a lot of action, it's a Bible story. If you took away the fact that God's power was in the Ark of the Covenant, it really wouldn't be a story.
You're
so
right.
I thought, you know what? If it works for them and it works for that story, it'll work for this story.
There you go. So you weren't taking – remember what happened with Dan Brown and how huge his book, The Da Vinci Code, was, then gets made into a film, then everybody's tearing it apart in different directions.
Yeah.
But your book's better, right?
Well, I think so. You know, what Dan did really is – He challenged the whole concept of Immaculate Conception and Jesus and who Jesus was. And I didn't go there. And people have, but they would have to, I think a lot of the people who have are trying to emulate Dan's success by being controversial. And I don't think I could write that unless I really felt it. You know, I couldn't do it from a marketing point of view. I would have to do it from a heart conviction. And that's not where my heart was for this book. So
that makes sense.
I am a little challenging. You know, I do have a flashback to the golden calf. And after doing a lot of research and talking to scholars and both Jewish and Christian, I decided that I kind of came down on the side of, man, that was a terrible thing they did, not just because they were turning their back on a God that just saved them from Pharaoh and these miracles they'd just seen, but they really got pagan about their worship. And there's human sacrifice and just all kinds of nasty stuff. And I mean, it was bad enough that in the Bible it says that God wanted to wipe all of them out, and it was Moses intervening that changed God's mind about that. And the scholars talk about what could be that bad. And so I get into that. So it is a little challenging when we look at the Ten Commandments and we think, oh, okay, you know, they were kind of dancing around and, oh, that's terrible, but not too bad. I depict it as pretty bad.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think people are going to love it, absolutely love it. So you've broken the books open, and we know that 9 of your books have been optioned for motion pictures, which is very cool. And now somebody told me that you're writing a script as well with Andrew Davis, and for people who don't know that name, I immediately knew because I love The Fugitive. He was the director of The Fugitive and The Guardian. How exciting is that? What's that project been like?
That's been a lot of fun. It's been going on for quite a while now, and it's kind of what I know about Andy is that's typical for him to spend time and just really work through a script, and so it's been a while, but I'm really enjoying it. And Andy and I kind of come from different political ideologies, but it's really interesting that we could come together to make a what I think is going to be an exciting movie, which is sort of a political thriller.
Yeah, so I guarantee that one gets made. I can't imagine that wouldn't. And you're just, for people who don't understand, you and I talked about this once before, when books get options, it's very exciting, but you just never know if and when it's going to be made. Is that correct?
Oh, man, I get a lot of people who email me and say, well, what about this movie? I heard about this. And I'm just like, oh, man, yeah, me too. I'm holding my breath. the Dreamhouse Kings, which is my young adult series, I mean, that got on fire for a while. And, I mean, top screenwriters came in, top producers. They were talking about some really exciting actors. And then it just kind of fizzled out. And I'm like, whoa, what happened with that? And then all of a sudden it gets on fire again, and they fly me out, and I go have a meeting. And months later they're like, well, yeah, we're waiting for this. So you learn to take everything philosophically when you're dealing with Hollywood.
I understand, absolutely. Well, I wish you the best, Robert Liparula. Of course, The 13th Tribe, good luck with that. I hope it flies off the shelves. Pick it up. He's a great writer, folks. I know you will absolutely love it. Robert, thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.